No one wants to hear from a POM after the show during their busy day.
No, you're right. I am here to help. That's a great incentive to text in. Just text to see if that jingle worked. I'd like to know if it works. So text in to see if you can remember it.
Okay. And for those of you who are listening all over the world, if you want to email me, it's christian@gold1043.com.au.
And for everybody who sends an email today...
Jack will reply. Jack will reply. Okay. Jack's going to reply. He's going to do those.
Expect a copy-paste job on that.
Yeah, reply all to everyone who emails the show. And you can just call us if you're in Melbourne. Give us a call this morning on Gold 104.3 9414 1043. So like I said, all the songs we play between now and 7 are from your suggestions of what should have been song number 1. It could have been this.
I was asked to not point out faults, so I'm just going to sit here
sorry,
in silence.
That fault isn't mine. I'm pressing the button.
Oh, no, trust me. I've done buttons a long time. I love to blame
Brian.
Ghost
has
in
come
the
storming into the studio. He's like the enforcer here.
I love to call non-user error and just the machines playing up.
That's all right. Brian, can you just verify that that wasn't actually my fault to say, please, Brian?
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. So, like I said, it could have been this song. We'll edit all this up. It'll be fine by Tuesday.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
South Yarra BMW, dedicated to ensuring you drive away happy.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne traffic.
G Freedom Days is back for a limited time with great driveway prices across the range until June 30. What are you waiting for? See jeep.com.au for details. Still got some repair works underway in Fitzroy after a truck brought down some tramways overnight on the corner of Alexandra Parade and Nicholson Street. While you can get through, there's some lane closures, so please expect delays. In Campbellfield, got a smash on Sydney Road and Barry Road. The freeways so far aren't looking too bad. Want a job with a great work-life balance that could take you to different locations? Become a protective services officer with the Australian Federal Police. Apply by June 28 at afp.gov.au. Now the traffic update in 15 minutes on Gold 104.3.
While most people are listening to this ad, you're also listening to your staff and probably your phone ringing too. That's why CGU Insurance is teaming up with Airtasker and others to give small business owners time-saving solutions at cgu.com.au/more time.
Small erections? Big erections? When you need scaffolding erected at your worksite, Precision Scaffolding is the team you can count on. On time, on budget, and fully insured. After a scaffolding company that shares your vision, there's only one name, and that name's Precision. For a quality erection...
Fly to London return with Etihad Airways from $1,285. Add 7 days car hire from an extra $155.
Best in the air.
And everywhere.
Visit us in-store or call 131600.
Officeworks Frankston has teamed up with H&R Block to bring you a free tax advice event in-store. Come along from 11 till 12.30 this Wednesday the 6th of June to set up your business for success in the new financial year. See our website for details.
CMI Hino's 300 series, safest truck in its class. We know.
Things you should know about Christian O'Connell.
Number 9.
He once introduced Coldplay's Chris Martin to Steven Seagal movies. He's yet to receive a letter of thanks. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, Melbourne's Gold 104.3.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
His song's pulled. Brian's come running in. He's halfway through eating a satsuma. I don't know if that's a sex game or something he does during the show. What's happened, Brian? They're going to blame me. This is show one.
I mean, from a listener's point of view, I'm going to say it does seem like you're the easy person to blame at the moment.
No, don't just blame the POM, okay? What happened?
Try it again.
Well, you elected to be behind the buttons.
Yes, but
so you could have come and said...
I didn't touch anything. I was going through some of the texts that have come through and the emails. George Michael starts strumming and then he's off. Who do I complain to about my own show?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
What's happened, Brian? It's George Michael. Can we say, George, give another go? All right. Take it away, George. Hopefully this lasts longer than 15 seconds. What are you doing to George Michael? Let's go with it. Go with it. Stick with the booze. Poor George Michael. R.I.P. George Michael. Spinning in his little grave. Good morning. Going really well. Well, that's not George Michael. It's Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Another one of the songs that could have been the first song I played just after 6 o'clock this morning on show number one. Good morning, Melbourne. It's Gold 104.3. It's the start of something new. This is the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with me, the mighty Jack Post from Hamish and Andy. It would appear industrial sabotage is at play here from within. I think management have got cold feet. They heard the warm-up show on Friday, and they are now censoring, not my words, like Carl and Jackie O, they're censoring the music. George Michael, obviously not a favourite over here.
Maybe they're just worried that you're British already, so if you come here playing British songs...
Showing up with some of your pommy songs? Who's this guy with the big hair and the guitar? Get him off!
Well, I find it so funny. Somebody just stuck their head in and goes, oh, yeah, the problem is there's a fade-out that's been put on the top of George Michael.
Why would you fade out at the beginning?
There's two bars, and then you fade out. Who implements a fade-out after two bars?
Great use of the word. Hashtag implement as well. But you're right. Is this part of some new music policy to get us to play more songs by only bringing you 15 seconds of a song?
No, we'll get through 25 in an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be amazing. All right, so thank you very much for texting the show on 0475-031043. I've said, everyone who messages the show today on show one, appreciate I'm new, I will call back after the show. So producer Nick has just told me what that's going to involve at the end of the show for me. How many calls
now
so far?
Now you have just shy of 70 phone calls to make.
Let's hope there's a couple of double ups in there.
Can I conference call everyone?
Nope.
No. Okay. Christian and Jack, sounding good. I think they're doing that ironically. Please don't call. Just text back, Christian. I've got meetings today here in Melbourne.
There you go. Strike one from the list.
That's great.
That's handy.
I love this one. Hi, name is Leon. I'll give you a go. Leon, thank you very much.
That's all Leon, we're asking for.
What I do with Leon's call, I'm going to call him up Friday during the show. We'll give Leon a call to see is he still giving us a go or was that a mistake for Leon? But thank you very much, Leon. I appreciate that. Christian, welcome to the Gold family and good luck. That's from Peter. Cheers, Pete. I love this. Play more John Farnham. Don't worry, there will be some Farnsy on this morning's show. But
I actually loved how many song requests started coming through. It's good to see there's a bit of love on there and people saying, welcome to Australia, Christian, etc., etc. But there's a lot of play Jimmy Barnes, play John Farnham.
Yeah. Christian, good morning. By the way, you need to support Geelong Football Club. Good luck with today's show. Yeah, listen, I went to the G for Dreamtime at the G on Saturday night, and this was only the second AFL game I've ever seen, and I have a lot of questions to ask you all this morning about what went on. Christian, looking forward to getting to know you through your show, Ricky. I love the fact that they focus down on how they want to get to know me. In other words, do not call me. All right, so it's coming up for 6:30. We've got the latest news and sport headlines coming up next on Gold 104.3 with Petrina Jones. George?
It's gonna play.
I thought we were doing news next.
Oh, and it's playing all the way through.
We finally got George to play in full on Faith on Gold 104.3 after what? Was that the fourth or fifth attempt?
Fourth attempt, if you include that ad break that we played earlier when you said we're going to a song.
And then they'd move George. They were hiding him from us. Now loads of you calling in, trying to win $10,000 because of Gold 104.3's 10K no-repeat workday. So, yeah, do you know what? Only half an hour on air, very little has gone right.
And now you're giving away jackpotting at $40,000.
No, we're not giving it away. You have to hear the song in full, okay? You need to be listening from 6 a.m. till 6 o'clock tonight because it's a 10K no-repeat workday.
That's why they put the early fade on all the songs so that they can technically go, we're not playing any songs in full. Check those fades on.
All right, text us if you want to say hello this morning. 0475-031043. Let's get the latest news and sport headlines in a moment from Petrina Jones.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne traffic.
The big brand sale is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday at DFO Essendon, Moorabbin and South Wharf. Get great offers from designer brands. Need big brands? Need DFO. Got big hold-ups down on the Monash Freeway. Stretch from Narrewarren North Road to Warrigal Road with reports of a broken down truck 2 near Stud Road in the left lane. Big dramas through Fitzroy after a truck brought down power lines overnight at the corner of Alexandra Parade and Nicholson Street. Got a bunch of lanes out of action. Huge hold-ups at the city end of the Eastern and expansion truck and owner boundary road at Hopkins Road. Need new tyres? Kmart Tire and Auto Service sells leading brands at low prices and will beat competitors' prices on tyres they stock. See ktas.com.au for T's and C's. Another traffic update in 15 minutes on Gold 104.3.
Make sure you have choice of repairer, so when you have an accident, you can call Sheen Panel Service on 1300 Repair or visit sheengroup.com.au.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne's most comprehensive FM news.
The 6:30 update. Hi, I'm Petrina Jones. Partly cloudy, 14 the top right now, 6 degrees. The breath test wrought at Victoria Police could be much worse than first thought. The Herald Sun says the 250,000 revealed last week could only be the tip of the iceberg. Partly cloudy, 14 on the way for our Monday. Tomorrow, early fog, 16. Then Wednesday, sunny and 18. Right now, it's 6 degrees. And Gold 104.3's 10K No Repeat Workday is back. If we accidentally repeat a song between 6 and 6, you win $10,000. Our money is on Christian Stuffing It Up, Gold 104.3.
Things you should know about Christian O'Connell. Number 16, he never forgets his roots. In fact, as he gets older, he's forced to dye them ever more regularly. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, Melbourne's Gold 104.3.
Good morning, it's Gold 104.3. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, show number one. With me on the show every morning is going to be Jack Poster. You might have heard on Hamish and Andy's show. Actually, Hamish is on the show today in a couple of hours' time, wishing us luck. Thank you very much for all the texts coming in. Keep this coming on 0475 031043. So on my way this morning, I just jumped in an Uber, all right? I don't start driving in yet. Show number one, it's early days, got enough going on in my head.
Have you been driving yet?
Yes. And I stall 9 days here in Melbourne. Kids start second week at school here. It's an amazing city. Yesterday we had our first day, which started to feel like some idea of a normal family day. Because obviously you can imagine, move to the other side of the world. There's so much to do. We still don't even have a TV. And we went for a nice walk early in the morning before you came round for lunch on the beach. It was really, really nice. However, still haven't done a hook turn.
Tricky.
I'm not ready for the hook turn yet.
And a hook turn is only something that's only special to Melbourne. So there would be people from other cities in Australia living in Melbourne now who don't even want to attempt a hook
turn.
Why
do you decide to make driving more complicated by adding in that hook turn?
It's key.
Was driving not enough of a risk? You just want to chuck in a new rule.
It keeps the other lane open so that it keeps traffic moving swiftly. But from an outsider
point
of view,
how come the rest
see.
Of the world don't use it? Well, does it not strike you as odd that it's only available, the awesomeness of the hook turn, in this city? That's it. Nowhere else in the world uses the hook turn.
Yeah, well, it's a high-level manoeuvre, so it's got to be a sharp city who can pull it off.
Do you know what I'm seriously thinking about doing? Hiring a driving instructor this week to take me out and about to help me get ready for the hook turn.
We should do your first hook turn on the show.
Honestly, I find it absolutely terrifying. So anyway, I thought, right, I'll just get an Uber in this morning. And obviously, there are certain conversations you only have with Uber drivers. This morning's one starts like this, right? It's early, okay? It's 5 a.m. And the guy goes, do you mind if I turn this song up really loudly? One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with I just said, if you have to. And he goes, really? Is it going to be a problem? And I didn't want to be rude, even though I'm paying for the trip. So we have to listen to this awful song. One kiss is all it takes, I mean, really loudly. With the Toyota Corolla, because I like to travel in style when I'm starting show one, is shaking, right? And I'm listening to this song, and the reason why I hate that song is because, nothing against Dua Lipa, but my daughter's birthday party a couple of months ago, that's all they wanted to hear. We hired a DJ, and all they wanted to hear was this awful, one kiss was all it takes. So I can't believe I'm listening to this song in the taxi, and then the guy... I say to him to get a bit of a chat going because I feel like I've made it awkward in his own car. And I say, so you start early or you've been driving through the night? No, I start early. I'm training myself, leaving it open for me to ask a follow-up question. You know when they do that? Like it's an opportunity for me to interview the driver. I then go, oh, what are you training yourself? No irony, he says this to me. I'm training to be a personal instructor and also an opera singer.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne traffic.
Kia is celebrating 500,000 cars sold in Australia with amazing end of financial year deals, all with Australia's best 7-year warranty. Visit kia.com.au. Got some big hold-ups at the city end of the Eastern Freeway, queued up almost back to the Chandler Highway after a truck brought down power lines overnight on Alexandra Parade at Nicholson Street. Still got some lanes out of action in all directions through the intersection for repair works, and got a collision in Trunganine at Boundary Road at Hopkins Road. Huge hold-ups on the Monash 2 from Narriwarra North Road through to Warrigal Road with a broken down truck not helping things near Stud Road. Wind Motion from Winston, luxury and convenience at your fingertips, and in June when you buy two Wind Motion motors, you'll get another one absolutely free. Winston with a Y.com.au. Another traffic update in 15 minutes on Gold 104.3.
Gold 104.3.
In the trees.
10K.
It's coming.
No. Repeat. Work day. Playing the same song twice in its entirety between 6 and 6 weekdays, and be the first caller through to score $10,000. Will you better? Repeat. Listen to the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show and then all day at work to win. Gold 104.3's 10K. No repeat workday. Now playing on Gold 104.3.
The gas heater's up. It's the season of nap. Which means you're uninviting yourself to everything. Catch up? Yeah, nap. You'll pick me up? Sorry, nap. Ooh, it's that nice guy calling from the party the other day. Nap. You've got a date with Couchy. Four dips and three kinds of chips. So put up your feet, turn up the heat, and love winter. Search Australian Gas Networks to connect. Everyone knows
Town Residences. A nicer home in a good area for less. That's the point. Register today at gopointproperty.com.au.
Now, a lot of you are texting the show saying, Christian, have you got any information about what if I wanted to install a lift in my home? Well, luckily, I've got something for you. If you're building or designing a property and need to install a lift, head straight for all Australian manufactured Shotton lifts. Now, I know you're doing a reno at the moment. And I know you said to me...
Unfortunately, single story, though.
Yeah, but sometimes it's nice in a single story just to have a lift that goes sideways, so...
Oh, yeah, laterally. Or just go to the rooftop.
Well, no, get one. Put the lift in the toilet, and then the lift is the toilet, and it moves throughout the house, sort of east to west. So do that. Melbourne-based Shotton Lifts cover all your bases with design, manufacture, installation, and service, which is great, because I can't stand it sometimes. You know, when you order a flat-pack lift, you've got to build it yourself.
You can never get those things together.
Yeah, before, I love the fact that Shotton will actually build it for you rather than you put it together yourself. With Shotton, you're never trying to your cash waiting for imports, and there's never a compromise on quality. Shotton is right on hand when follow-up service and maintenance is required. Shotton, that's the shot. Go to Shotton Lifts. We'll get off you pronounce it early in the morning. .com.au.
Ready? I'm coming in.
This ad featuring your parents in the shower is designed to be a turn-off. So you'll stop listening and head to bizcover.com.au to finally see if you can get a better deal on insurance for your small business. Really? BizCover makes it easy to get multiple quotes from top insurers to compare with your current policy. Then if you find you're paying too much for things like public liability, professional indemnity, or business contents insurance, you can switch to a cheaper policy. The process is so easy, you'll be done in minutes. Unlike your parents here. Compare, insure and save on your small business insurance with bizcover.com.au.
Okay.
This is general advice only. It may not suit your needs. Terms and conditions apply.
Head into Best & Less for incredible prices across our baby range. Like microfleece rompers, just $8. Printed bodysuits, only $4. And until Monday the 11th, get 40% off all baby bonds. Incredible prices for baby and 40% off baby bonds. That's why we're called Best & Less.
Things you should know about Christian O'Connell. Number 18. He originally took up breakfast radio as a way of getting out of doing the school run. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. Melbourne's Gold 104.3.
Go Good morning, it's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, show number one in excess, and a new sensation on Gold 104.3. All the music we've been playing since we launched badly at 6 o'clock this morning, if you just tuned in, great. I didn't hear the mess of the first half hour of the show. But anyway, let's not focus on negatives, we can only go forward, friends. We've been playing songs that you've been suggesting, could have been the first song that I played here on Gold 104.3, so thanks for doing that over the weekend. Some of the text messages that are coming in. I've got faith in Christian O'Connell to play Long Way to the Top again so I can win $10,000.
Of course, the station's doing their 10,000K no repeat work day. We almost played George Michael Faith 4 times.
Yeah.
So we were looking the barrel of giving away that money.
I'd like to replace the word we with engineering problems.
Yep, ghost in the machine, bug in the system.
Yeah, all of that, please. Christian, don't listen to the negativity. It's all going to be fine, Mark. Team, what negativity has been hidden from me? Are there people protesting outside already? Go home, Pom! Pauline Hanson's down there right now, trying to throw a brick through the window.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
At South Yarra BMW and Hawthorne BMW, we are dedicated to ensuring you drive away happy every time.
Packet of blueberries, eh?
Gold 104.3, Melbourne traffic.
Craving a savoury treat? Coles Express has you covered with new Big Yum Mighty Cheese Scrolls and Pizza Rolls. Delicious Big Yum Scrolls and Rolls only at Coles Express. Taking a fly now over Truganina with a nasty-looking smasher of cars rolled at the corner of Boundary Road and Hopkins Road. Got Boundary Road blocked off in both directions through this stretch with a lot of emergency vehicles. Big hold-ups at the city end of the Eastern. Queued up after the Chandler onto Alexandra Parade after a truck brought down power lines overnight at the Nicholson Street intersection. They got a smash now in Faulkner on Sydney Road outside the cemetery. Needed new car battery but short on time? RACV Batteries can come to you in Greater Melbourne and Geelong and change it on the spot. Call 13 11 11. Another traffic update in 15 minutes on Gold 104.3.
Make sure you have choice of repairer, so when you have an accident, you can call Sheen Panel Service on 1300 Repair or visit sheengroup.com.au.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne's most comprehensive FM news.
The 7 o'clock update. Hi, I'm Petrina Jones. Partly cloudy, 14, right now 6 degrees. 4 Scotch College students risk being expelled from the elite school after cannabis was found on campus grounds. Drug paraphernalia was also discovered in the Hawthorne boarding house, and families have sought an urgent meeting with the school. The boys have been suspended until further notice. The 250,000 fake breath tests uncovered at Victoria Police last week is just the launching a new link between Werribee and Melbourne Airport via Tarneit. From July, it'll run once an hour between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. before becoming a half-hourly service next year. Services from the peninsula will also run more frequently with new stops at Mordialloc and Mentone.
Stay warm this winter with coldflow.net.au.
Updating sport, Nat Fyfe's hopes of winning a second Brownlow hinge on the match review. The Dockers captain will come under scrutiny for a women's quarterfinals at the French Tennis Open. For more sport, go to theroar.com.au.
Need help when you break down? Amy's roadside assist option gives you unlimited call-outs 24/7. Lucky you're with Amy. Before buying insurance issued by Amy, read the PDS at amy.com.au.
For parcel delivery made easy, get onto interparcel.com.
Partly cloudy, 14 on the way. Tomorrow, some early fog, 16. Then Wednesday, sunny and 18. Right now, it's 6 degrees. And Gold 104.3's 10K no repeat workday is back. If we accidentally repeat a song between 6 and 6, you win $10,000. Our money is on Christian stuffing it up. Gold 104.3.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
House of Stones on Gold 104.3. Good morning. This is show one for me. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. With me is Jack Post. A lot of you would have heard on the Hamish and Andy show. We welcome you to our brand new show. So I've been over here now about 9 days. My wife and kids all moved over with me. The dog came out of quarantine, finally.
Yeah, congratulations.
Right. Oh, it was amazing. Very emotional reunion. Got a little video that I'll post up on our website for dog lovers who are interested. You can imagine 3 weeks in quarantine. She had to stay in an extra week. When she came out, it was like she'd been in prison. She was like blinking into the sunlight, covered in jailhouse tats, but ripped where she'd obviously been working out in the prison weights room there. So, put the dog up.
And was it one of those nice moments that you see on YouTube where the dog just loves you more than you could ever imagine and you know, almost jumps on you, takes you down to the ground, licking you, crazy, can't believe she's seeing you again?
That's what I wanted. And you know what really annoyed me? That wasn't the moment I got. Because obviously my wife was there as well. Do you know what my wife did? I said, hey, listen, film this. This would be great on show one. It'd probably go viral. People go nuts for these emotional reunions with a dog. This dog's flown in a crate 10,000 miles in a plane. Do you know what my wife does? So I go and open up her crate and she's shoving her nose through this little hole. So I'm starting to touch her nose so she can smell me. And then my wife calls her as she comes out of the crate, like upstaging me.
Oh, so she steals the emotional reunion.
So she's filming it. I'm going, you got it ready? This must happen when these people try and film these viral videos thinking, this is it. I'm going to make a load of money on this emotional dog reunion. And I go, get ready. You've got that on, haven't you? It's recording, yeah? Because this would be great for show one. And I open up at the crate. And my wife just goes, Nisha. And I can't go, hey, don't run it again. Nisha, get back in the crate. Let's run this again. So she's ruined the moment. I'll show you the video. You can clearly hear my wife trying to upstage me with the emotion.
Yeah, you never see it from the filmer's point of view that the dog is emotional with you, yet you see it with the subject of the video. I'm sad you missed out on that moment.
Yeah, I am too. I feel like I'm denied something.
Did the girls at least get it? Your two daughters came home from school and I guess saw Nisha later in the day.
Yeah, my wife didn't bother upstaging the kids. That was fine, you know. That was absolutely fine. So what we want to do is you can tell us about your weekend in three words. What's the story of your weekend? What happened this weekend in just three words? If you want to give us a call, tell us about it, 9414-1043. You can also text the show. I said this earlier, an hour ago when we started, that if you text the show today, whatever you've got to say, I will give you a call after the show. Producer Nick, at the moment, how many people am I calling after the show?
113 phone calls you have to make after the show today. And we've got meetings. We've got things to do.
I've got calls to make.
You've got calls to make.
That's a good way to get out of a boring management meeting as well as show one. So, smart move.
Good. Well done.
So, if you want to call us, 9414-1043, your weekend in three words.
And what are people are just giving us the headline of their weekend
headline.
Using three words.
Yep. So, what would yours be then?
Mine is short toilet brush.
All right. Want to know for more? What's happened?
You invited me around to your lovely house to meet your family yesterday for lunch. And went to use the toilet and notice that your toilet brush has got a really, really short handle.
I noticed that the other day. Listen, and also, it's not my house. We're renting it.
Well, that's why...
It's not like I've come over, all right, from the UK and we only have titchy short brushes.
Well,
you
wouldn't bring this with you because, you couldn't even get a full hand around it. I didn't try to use it.
Well, what kind of business are you doing in there? What kind of dump are you doing in my toilet that I've just moved into where you need to check out the toilet brush whether they've got a short handle or long handle? Who are you, mystery dumper? Was that you that did that? Because a couple of hours later, I saw someone like touchdown marks in it.
No, well, I don't, it wasn't me. It wasn't my wife. But I'm not surprised there's marks left there because no one would dare use that brush because it would be like holding a stalk of broccoli and trying to scrape the toilet out. You'd have to get your hand right in there. So
I thought it was a Melbourne thing. Like, you know, your hipsters, they're just like a nice short handle.
No, get rid of that or upgrade.
Upgrade to treat myself this week, splash out, impress the wife and kids with a nice long handle. All right, then, so that's how it works. That's how three-word weekend works. You can text me 0475 031043. I'll tell you what mine is next. I'll give you the headline. It's G Smuggling. What a song. Brilliant band, Little River Band, and Playing to Win, or for me, Playing Not to Be Fired. Good morning, show one for me. It's the brand new Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show here on Gold 104.3. Jack Post with me, like he's going to be every single morning. We want to know at the moment, how was your weekend? Talk to us, let us know what it was like in three words. So give us the headline of what happened to you over the weekend in three words. Mine is G Smuggling. I went to...
Wait, you've broken the number one rule, though.
What?
That's only two words. Or is it three or under?
It can be three or under. People want to
and
go
G,
to...
And G, I mean G, not even really a word, just a letter.
Well, come on, you called it the G, because obviously it's too much effort to say MCG. But yeah, I went there for the first time ever, an amazing stadium.
Mm.
I had a pie there, okay? Had a pie, so hot. If you left that thing for a year, still too hot. You know what actually melts your face and mouth? Those pies there.
I know, it's a trick. And because the pastry isn't that hot, it's deceptively hot in the middle.
Well, that's it. It lured me in like a pommy trap. I thought, okay, well, the pastry feels kind of lukewarm, and I took a massive bite into it. I'd already had a couple of cold beers, and
never take a full bite of a pie. Never. It's just too risky.
So much to learn.
You got to crack it open and just let it steam, the steam rise for a little bit.
Right, okay. And so I'm at the G, and it's obviously a very special game, Dream Time at the G, 85,000 people there. And I'm with some friends I know. They're from Melbourne. They're all Bombers fans, okay? And as you know, when you go to AFL here, rival fans sat next to each other, it's no problem. I can't still wrap my head around this from what that would not be the case. Back in the UK with soccer, that would be a very, very bad idea.
Two different supporters are allowed to sit next to each other at the
fine.
MCG.
Yeah, everyone's chatting. So anyway, I see this guy, and he's there, and he keeps getting out a thermos flask. And where my friends have got us tickets, we're in an enclosure where it's like normal seat. It's not VIP. It's not in the corporate boxes. But it is for if you're a member of the MCG.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, MCC.
I didn't realise you can't bring beers in.
No, well, I guess you get beers available from the bar in the back end of the stadium. But yeah, you're not allowed to bring them out to the seats, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's right. And so I'm sat there and notice this guy keeps getting his big old thermos flask out, right?
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
Topping it up. And like cheers in the Bombers, because he's also a Bombers fan. And I'm thinking, that's amazing. It's a little thermos flask of good old British tea there. And I think, Hammond, you don't cheers someone with some tea and then chug it down in one, and then 10 minutes later he's going back for another cup of tea. So I said to him, is that tea in there? And he went, oh no, that's Moneymaker. It's bourbon. So he smuggled it in.
Yeah.
Is this a thing here, smuggling like snacks in and booze in?
Well, we know what happened to the Bombers. They got trounced on the weekend, and you can't drown your sorrows with English breakfast tea. Got to be a little stronger than that.
So do people smuggle booze in there?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't want to say it's a common occurrence, but how could I imagine that somebody has done it in the past?
Yeah. Just say I was asking for a friend, because this happens a lot of venues now, sports venues and music venues. They don't want you bringing booze in. You might be going to a festival or something. People smuggle it in.
Well, you would have got patted down, I imagine, as you go into the MCG.
I had to pay extra for that, but yeah, it was great. You know, it's been a rough couple of weeks with emigrating, haven't had much time with my wife. But yeah, I did get patted down. It's very, very nice. The guy was very nice. Called Raoul. It's very nice.
Hey, Cuddy, you're on a first name basis with the guy.
I'm seeing him later on today for lunch. Hopefully it's the start of something. Okay, then. Let us know your three-word weekend. You can text the show on 0475 031043, and you can also give us a call, 94141043. Some of you might be listening to this right now who've actually smuggled booze into things as well. I want to share your tips.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Gold 104.3.
South Yarra BMW, dedicated to ensuring you drive away happy.
Gold 104.3, Melbourne traffic.
Walking away from home? With more space to move, sport and recreation facilities, Discovery Holiday Parks feel more like home than a hotel room. And cost no more. Search Discovery Holiday Parks. G'day, praying now at the city end of the Westgate.
Policy for unlimited call-outs 24/7. That's not very insurancey.
Lucky you're with Amy.
When considering insurance issued by Amy, read the PDS at amy.com.au.
AHBed have been helping people get a better night's sleep for the last 118 years. They've made getting a better night's sleep their mission. That's why they spend so much time in R&D, research and development. Like their King Coil Reflex Support Technology, it makes sure each sleeper gets the right level of support and also minimises partner disturbance. Great name for a rock band, that, by the way, Partner
I think
disturbance.
I've got a King Coil.
Yeah,
I think I've... Not mucking around.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you suffer much from partner disturbance?
No, I don't.
Shame.
Sleep all the way through.
Try a King Coil mattress featuring Reflex technology at your local bedding specialist, or visit ahbeard.com to find your nearest store. AHBeard, more than just a bed, they're the experts in sleep.
At Gordon Legal, it's personal.
It actually matters to me which side I'm on, that if I get the choice to be on one side or the other...